party going on. There might be somebody playing the piano, and if he was playing the piano, there'd probably be some folks standing around him doing what?
Singing.
Yeah, and if somebody at the party was telling a funny story after he got through, the people would probably be what?
Laughing.
Okay. Let's see. What about if somebody offered to do you a favor? You might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
obligated.
Okay. Or if, let's say, if somebody asks you to do a certain job and you are able to do it, you might say, well, sure, I...
we'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe, sure, I can do it, something like that.
I can do it.
Okay. Or on the other hand, if you are not able to do the job, instead of saying, I can do the job, you'd say, I
can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if it was about sundown and somebody asked you then to do some work for them and you had been working all day, you might say to them, well, now, I got up to work before sunup and I've... all I'm going to today.
I've worked all I'm going to.
That would be a dirty trick, wouldn't it? Somebody ask you to work after working all day. All right, what if there was a really bad accident up the road and you went up to help, but by the time you got there was really no need to call the doctor because the victim was...
okay.
By the time you got there, okay. Am I celebrating the sun coming out? Haven't seen that in a while. I guess that's a good cause to celebrate as any. Okay. But what about if a farmer went out and he was looking at the corn in his field and it's unusually short this year? He might say, speaking of the fact that the corn seems short, he said, well, at this time of year, it...
usually larger.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it should be, or... it should be taller or something like that. Okay. What about if a father has asked his son to do something for him and the son is not doing what his father asked him to do? His father might tell him, well, you're not doing what you're
supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here say ought much? You're not doing what you ought to do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or do they say you oughtn't do that or you ought not to do that?
Yes.
Say that. Do you say that yourself very much?
Not too much.
Don't you use the word ought, you use suppose more than you would ought.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about a little boy might say to another boy, well, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you. I'll dare you to go through there at night, but I'll bet you.
I'm scared.
Okay. Do people around here say, For dare not. Have you ever heard them say daren't or dasn't for dare not? Do you hear that much?
Mm-hmm.
Who would be likely to say that? An older person or a particular?
I would think so.
An older person would probably say that. Okay. All right. Well, what about if you're refusing to do something in a strong way, you might tell a person, well, now, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I...
not going to.
I'm not, or I won't do it. Okay. What about if you're doing some hard work all by yourself and there's a friend of yours standing right next to you just watching you and not offering to help, you might turn to him and say what?
Why are you not helping?
Yeah. Or do you ever heard people say, well, you might have helped me, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Something like that.
Okay. Or what about talking about the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
might.
Okay, might be. What do you call this bird that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
An owl.
Mm-hmm. Are there different types of owls?
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this bigger type of owl called a hoot owl?
I've heard of a hoot owl.
Heard of a hoot owl. And is there a smaller one around here, smaller than a hoot owl, that has a higher pitched voice?